This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right, everybody. Welcome aboard. Good to have you with us on a Tuesday afternoon in the nation's capital and beyond. Not flying solo today. That's because Richard Doc Walker is making a house call. Hello, Doc. Good afternoon. How are you, pal?
Brother Russell's good. Good following Brother Sheehan.
Mm-hmm.
And having metal on the microphone.
Metal Chris.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Oh, heavy. Yeah. Heavy.
Oh, I thought it was just metal Chris.
Well, for you, it might be.
Okay.
But for me, it's always.
You prefer heavy metal heavy. Chris, or no, do you prefer metal prefer. Chris?
I'm comfortable.
Most people call me metal Chris, but Doc gets to call me just heavy metal.
Heavy metal.
Man. Okay. Heavy. All right. So he drops the Chris part and just calls you heavy metal.
Yeah. There's a lot of Chris.
Okay.
There's only one heavy.
How about this?
Chris, when you get a Super Bowl ring, you can call me what you want to.
Yeah, that's true. You know, some people around here don't always realize the power of Super Bowl rings, you know? And I have to constantly tell them, hey, man, the reason why you're wrong and they're right is because of that piece of jewelry. Period.
Well, you're not in an exclusive athletic environment. This is a social media environment.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a different.
It's a very different world. It's a very different world. Let's start the show by I'll raise my right hand, Doc. So, sometimes I jump too quick, and you're going to get a little bit of a laugh out of this. A good friend of mine sent me through a group text that we have, three guys, right, and you know, three longtime friends, sent me a tweet. That we always share, you know, because they try and help me out and whatever, do the show, whatever.
Okay.
So it was a tweet that looked like it was from Shams Charania, who's the NBA ESPN guy Inside that replaced Woj that broke all the big news, right?
Yeah.
He breaks every story now. And it was about a Kevin Durant trade from Phoenix to New York involving Josh Hart and Mikal Bridges and a bunch of draft picks and whatever.
Well, if it's New York, it's important to you. So you
of course.
Yeah.
And I did not look closely at the tweet. I just assumed, being that it came from a buddy of mine that was very smart, that shall remain nameless. I thought, hey, man, this is real. This is legit. I didn't even, like, look, and it turned out to be a fake account.
So I assume this was not GP?
No.
Okay.
No, right. But I tagged the tweet, like, ha, 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 the KD era in Phoenix went so great, just like everybody thought it was, all you fanboys, you know.
Really,
I started doing the over-the-top, you know, like, I knew better because I killed that trade. I never thought for 1 second Kevin Durant was going to work out in Phoenix, and I was starting to think, the young buck that, you know, we sometimes have to deal with around here, that he was so wrong as usual on this. I couldn't wait but to rub it in his face,
right?
That he was so wrong. I mean, he's wrong.
He's loud.
There's no doubt he's wrong already. But I guess the trade would have been like an ultimate acknowledgement of just how wrong, A, the Phoenix Suns were, and B, how wrong the fanboys were.
Right.
That slurp up everything and think everything is great, nothing's going to fail, and nothing's going to work.
They have a limited life, man.
Yeah, exactly.
You think you're too hard on them.
And it turned out, after I put that on Twitter, my phone starts blowing up, and it's my boys, and they're like, no, you got to get rid of it. You got to delete it, whatever. It's fake. It's fake. You missed it. And like, so I'm raising my right hand. My left hand is up because
Commanders.
I'm a commander.
Commander.
Okay. I'm raising my right hand up to say, I bleeped up.
Right.
I messed up.
You're human.
Yeah, I made a mistake. I should have checked.
You're human.
Now, I was driving. Okay.
No excuses. You shouldn't probably have been on your phone.
Exactly.
Right.
I screwed up in more than one way. So I am raising my right hand at the start of the show and saying, Doc, I screwed up not once but twice.
Right.
And I apologize.
As part of AARP, I approve the message and grant you an apology for making a mistake, but we don't text and drive.
Yeah.
It's not part of what we do.
It's a bad idea.
No, I don't even suggest voice texting.
Yeah, I agree.
You let it go. And this will be refreshing for the 27-year-olds of the world, you know, to know that we err, and when we do, we take credit for it.
Take accountability.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, I screwed up twice, so I will deal with whatever repercussions. I'm fine. I'm okay. I see some people that are worried. You know, JP Finley's down in New Orleans, and he's I tweeted something about dumb fake accounts that your friends sent you will always suck. Right. So that of course got everybody like a little bit alarmed. I'm good. We're good. It's not a big deal. I hate making that mistake. I hate rushing to judgment.
That's what happened.
I truly feel that way about Kevin Durant. By the way, I feel like. I felt whenever they put that super conglomerate down in Phoenix that it was going to be an absolute unmitigated disaster. And boy, was I ever right.
It was pretty good to his bank account.
Yeah, well, it was great to his bank. There's no problem with anybody's bank account.
Don't forget, he's a champion.
Not good for reputation.
Well, what,
not
what
good
rep?
For the fanboys that all, lap it up and that get all in a lather thinking everything is going to work just because you can slop together a bunch of superstar talent.
I don't know, when you say everybody, who is that include?
A lot of people. A lot of the canines.
Well, I don't think so.
A lot of the roosterettes.
Well, I don't think so.
A lot of the youngest in charges.
Like I heard from Sanchez. Sanchez, who you've captured Sanchez. He's one of those that members of the K-9 crew that you have really captured.
Captured in a good way?
In a good way.
Okay.
Good way. But I don't hear from him a lot now.
Okay.
You've taken a lot of the people. And I don't mind sharing with you.
I didn't do that like on purpose.
I don't mind sharing with you.
Okay.
But Sanchez, at first I thought it was the fact that he's a father and his time was split.
Yes.
So certain times, things will happen. I went a weekend for the first time. I had no acknowledgement from G. I knew eventually it's going to happen. It's these things you have to get over, But there's always a few watchful eyes, and so I think something's wrong or something happened to him, because sometimes that loyalty is a burden because they never miss. They're always there.
So you didn't hear from G?
I didn't hear from G.
And now you don't hear from Sanchez.
Well, Sanchez did surface today.
Uh-huh.
Make an acknowledgement.
I'll just let you know that I haven't heard from G either. So it's not like I'm holding him in captivity. I'm giving him...
No, because they've got a few issues with you.
Uh-huh. Oh, I know. I'm aware.
You don't want to be cornered in a corner. You don't want to be backed in the alley against them.
I'm aware.
Yeah.
Lots of people have issues with me as well. All right. Wanted to start the show just after the mea culpa with this. Yesterday was probably a good day for you not to be here, because I think it would have drove you absolutely bat, you know what, insane.
I listened to about 2.5 hours of it. Didn't affect
okay.
me.
Okay, all right. Well, then maybe I'm wrong. You heard, obviously, the immediate visceral reaction that I had, that the callers had, that everybody has to the name change, what have you.
Yeah.
I've done enough shows with you to know how you kind of feel about this topic. Did what happened yesterday, and we're not going to take 3 hours of calls on it today. Trust me on this, we're not. We got a lot to get to. Did what happened yesterday surprise you after all of the years that you've been around this organization by any other name, different owners, different situations, all the press conferences, all the hot takes, all of that stuff? Did anything that you heard yesterday surprise you?
No, I live through the fan base, through like Sheehan is my barometer because I need to test this. And you, someone that this was passed down to through his father. This is so deep. The roots go so deep that when you're introduced to, like you with the Jets or the Giants or whatever.
Or the Bills. You forgot about them.
That's okay. Right. We tease you, but I respect it.
Right.
It'd be easy for you to jump ship just because of a paycheck.
Right.
But when you grow up with something like me with the Dodgers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I respect the Orioles and love the Nats. And when the Nats were against the Dodgers, I was with the Nats. Even before the shot that changed the score. Because I live here. This is where I make my base. This is what I invest in.
Mm-hmm.
I understand it is deep. But my deal didn't go against racially insensitive issue.
Mm-hmm.
It was a boxcar or whatever the damn rail was in Brooklyn. How the hell they got the name. The Lakers, the lake. And all these things were so geographically different than the teams that I grew up following.
Mm-hmm.
But what they all had in common was that they were always in the hunt.
Mm-hmm.
Like the commitment to being successful, second to none. They're not just playing the game. They're playing to win. The commitment is all in to go. I don't know what it's like not to be in the playoffs, not to be competing for a pennant. And this is going up against the Bombers, the Sox. The Giants were excellent. Everybody's been really good. But when you grow up as a kid and you never have to be teased because your team never sucks, as opposed to growing up and being mocked because your team is I don't understand that. And so I'm sensitive here because what I got here, my goal was the 72 team, George Allen's group, Brig Owens, that team that I adored because of Brig. I grew up following them, and they were in our town, hometown, playing Super Bowl 72, and they lost to Dolphins. So I know what it's like to follow something from afar than to come here and to be embraced by this fan group. It rips me to the core. Not to be able to represent it, how I feel about it. But when it was introduced to me, this mixed signal that's gone out, I said, okay, there are some people that do not see it like I see it.
Mm-hmm.
And I've met tons of people. But one guy that changed me many, many years ago was a senator at Utah. And he said, look, this is what it is, how you looked at it, how it affects my family. As it would to you. Well, as a person that was called out of his name up until the 8th or 9th grade of my life, being called so many different nicknames that other people that didn't look like me chose to call me, I resent the fact that I would never do that to another person because they thought I would be called what they thought would be suggested to them. Well, the hell with you. I'm not doing that. And I had to go to 1968 to have a record, say, Say It Loud, I'm Black and I'm Proud by James Brown. In order for me to have a real sense of purpose and to feel like I was a part of something, well, I don't expect anybody to understand that because they didn't live through it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm not going to do that to somebody else. And I don't give a damn if you understand it or not. I speak for myself. And since I wore the colors and represented it with great pride, it kills me to see it a split now. Because that group inherited me. I came into this town, didn't know anybody. I had strangers calling me, asking me, do I want to go to dinner? Because they knew I didn't know anybody here. This fan base is the best on the planet. Now it's split. Now it's divided. So I take that very seriously. And if we hadn't won, it would remain divided. The winning has brought a lot of people, and a whole generation that never won. So we kid, that big dude, but he seriously wants to belong to something. They just want to belong to something, and they got a taste of it. And if you think I think that's going backwards, you're crazy, the road lizard. There's something moving forward now.
Mm-hmm.
And the leader came out and made a statement. What are we looking for? Leadership.
Mm-hmm.
Whether he is a part of what I went through. He understood what it was really like.
Right.
So it had to be definitely difficult. But we needed somebody to make a decision not based on finances, but to make a damn decision and lead this. And now the decision is going to be up to as to where the loyalty comes. Now, I think he's trying to have to meet you somewhere in the middle. And I think the uniform is a part of somewhere where they'll go. Because, my God, they gave that no thought. I mean, could you get the damn colors right? How hard is that? Or did you purposely do it? I don't think they did purposely anything. I think the last group that ran it were nitwits. They had no idea what was going on. So I'll give him grace period to at least try to come to some meeting of the minds. You got to be able to meet them somewhere, the group. But this group is real. And they're not bluffing. It's that serious. But I do think that I want to see it come to a resolution. I want to come to a way that we can come and make this thing right. Because we got too much power to be divided.
You said a number of things there that jumped out to me. One, you know, when you're coming off the kind of year that they're coming off of,
mm-hmm.
normally what you want to do is have no setbacks, no losses, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
You want to keep that positive momentum going up, up,
it can't
up,
be fake,
up,
though.
Up. But this is what I appreciate about Josh Harris mm-hmm. and his ownership group.
Mm-hmm.
They knew what they said yesterday, mm-hmm. which was not unplanned.
Right.
They knew it was going to be unpopular and a figurative L, right? Mm-hmm. But they also knew that common sense and reason and cohesion mm-hmm. and stability and the path upward
mm-hmm.
was going to be better off because of it. Mm-hmm. And they were willing to take the short-term L PR-wise.
Mm-hmm.
They were willing to take the short-term L from people that say, that's it, I'm done. I'm divorcing the organization,
mm-hmm.
the franchise. I cannot do it anymore. It already was an expansion franchise. In my eyes, they were willing to do all of that for the sake of doing what I feel,
mm-hmm.
and clearly, and most importantly, Doc, what they feel is the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I remind you, just like you just illustrated about growing up in Los Angeles and me in New York and so on and so forth. And both of us make this our home. You've been mm-hmm. here for 38 years.
Long time.
Whatever it is. I've been here for, you know, since 2007. Mm-hmm. So that's what, 17 years, right? I'll live here. I'll die here.
If you die.
Well, you know, but the most important thing is, like, for anybody that says, well, it's easy for you guys to think like that because you're two outsiders. Four, three main insiders, three guys who grew up rooting for you,
mm-hmm.
stomping at RFK,
mm-hmm.
loving the burgundy and gold,
mm-hmm.
said, enough is enough.
Mm-hmm.
We have got to make a stand.
Mm-hmm.
We have got to say something definitive. We have got to have stability. Some people are going to be annoyed. Some people are going to be hurt. Some people are going to file for divorce.
Mm-hmm.
We need to build on the positive, the foundation, the culture, the brotherhood that we built and we built with largely a lot of success
mm-hmm.
this year. And I appreciate that so much about that ownership group and what they did yesterday. I know it's not popular, but I appreciate it so much. There's another part of this that I wanted to just get to on the other side, and ask you about and get your thoughts on, and we can take some calls at 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. We are not just going to talk about this. We are going to get into Myles Garrett. We're going to get into Cooper Kupp. Doc's Lakers making a big move over the weekend. A shocking move over the weekend. The Wizards.
Shocking. We've done over 60 years.
It's pretty shocking.
No. What's shocking is if they didn't do whatever it takes to compete.
That's not how not how everybody else felt. But well, we will get into it all.
You guys don't get it.
We will get into it all. The Wizards.
There you go.
Are on a winning streak.
Stay in your
lane.
If
only they could play the Charlotte Hornets every night. They'd be great. They'd be better than the Lakers on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All right, along with the DOC, good to have you with us. I am merely the rooster, Chris Russell. Metal Chris, Heavy Metal Chris, Heavy Metal, whatever you want to call him by any name. He's like the Washington freaking Commanders. Got 14 different names that people call him. Just doesn't drive as much angst as other people and other situations, but that's okay. Before we get back into it, and Doc just went to go get a cup of coffee to refuel, I want to tell you guys that we have a really cool contest that you may have heard a little bit about in the last couple of days. Are you ready to win big and live it up in Sin City? It's the Slam Dunk in Vegas on the Team 980. Listen for your chance to win a flyaway trip to Las Vegas with three friends and $20,000 in spending money for the first two rounds of the college basketball tournament. You'll stay at the Circa Resort and Casino, Las Vegas' premier sports viewing destination, and visit the biggest March hoops party at Stadium Swim. Winning is easy. Just download the free Odyssey app, log in, listen to the Team 980 for a chance to win the experience of a lifetime. Listen each day for an hour and you'll earn your daily entry. This is a national contest. More details available at odyssey.com/slamdunk. Jay Gruden will join us later on. The point that I was trying to make right before is not only did Josh Harris, Mitchell Rails, Mark Ein, three DC kids, three diehard Redskins fans that went rooting RFK, watching Doc, cheering for the Hogs, Theismann, the whole gamut, right? Not only did they make this decision, but Doc, here's where I wanted to go real quickly with this before the bottom of the hour timeout here and the trending alert, which is this. You can make an argument. You talked about ownership and making money and what. You can make an argument. It's not an exact argument that you can make, but you can make an argument. And I think a fairly good one, that yesterday's decision cost them money. Cost them money. We don't know exactly, but it cost them money, not only in terms of merchandise. I think this is one area that people sleep on. It's not just merchandise that people might not be buying or might be out completely on and won't buy anything Commanders. But Doc, there are fans that are, again, literally emotionally divorcing this team and say and swear they will never go to another game. They will never watch another game. They will never root for the team for another time. They will not do it. They are turning their back on the organization. There are plenty of fans that when Redskins went away, officially turned their back. Yeah. When Commanders came aboard, those that were hanging on by a thread probably went away. Mm-hmm. By doubling down and saying Commanders is here to stay. Mm-hmm. And this is why I admire Josh, because most owners only do things to make money. Josh took a chance for what he felt, what his group felt, what the organization felt was the right thing. Stability, structure, common sense. Instead of potentially, and with the caveat that they might lose a lot of money here from fans that say, that's it, I'm done, I'm never coming back ever, ever, ever again.
Yeah, but if you add some of the imagery of the past, you can gain a quarter of those people back.
Maybe.
And we saw the impact of just one feather. The impact of what one feather means. And I agree with that. I don't like the idea of being wiped off the map, imagery-wise. And again, it's something that I'll always believe there's political and then there's financial. Mm-hmm. And because the clown show that ran this organization for so long, we'll never really know. But now that these people are in charge with it, I also respect the fact that the men in that building that DQ and AP and everybody have assembled, they have put pride into an image now, and they've been willing to lose their careers over it. They defend it with a great deal of pride, and they are owed our commitment to them and what they've represented. And they've done it better than any group has done it in many, 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 many years in representing that pride factor. And as a result, you saw an outpour of a lot of new people. At some point, you don't necessarily have to enjoy or appreciate or accept everything, but you got to make a decision. Either jump on board or jump off, but do one or the other, and you got to go forward. And that's what a leader, DeHarris, has got to move forward with or without you, with or without me. He's got to move forward because this thing needs direction. It's been a clown show way too long, and you either get on board with it or get off with it, but it's got to move forward.
It's a good point, and there's also a caveat to that that I want to maybe follow up on. We'll get to some calls on the other side, but we're also going to move into Myles Garrett coming up here because I think we can try and put this this whole topic to bed just like Josh Harris.
That thing ain't going to win you a game.
Yes,
that dude.
Yeah,
yeah,
that could win you a lot of games. There's no doubt about it. First, a trending alert right here, right now on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, we've talked all offseason so far, and even before the season, the offseason began, about the Commanders losing coaches from their coaching staff. Well, they did lose one on Friday, assistant special teams coach John Glenn leaving for the Vegas Raiders. But according to Ben Standing and first Jonathan Jones of CBS Sports, the Commanders have replaced him, hiring ex-49ers special teams coordinator Brian Schneider as their new assistant special teams coordinator. He was previously in Seattle with Dan Quinn, who of course brought Larry Izzo in from Seattle as well to be the team's special teams coordinator when first hired. So the Commanders hiring Brian Schneider as their new assistant special teams coordinator. Meanwhile, in terms of the NFL, Mason Crosby retiring at the all-time leading scorer after 17 seasons as a place kicker in the NFL, amongst them, of course, spending time in Green Bay his entire career. He missed all of last year at the age of 40. He announced it on his own radio show as the all-time leading scorer after kicking for Green Bay from 2007 to 2022. Meanwhile, from the NBA, Luka Doncic, of course, now a member of the Los Angeles Lakers, calling the trade a big shock. He is excited to join the Lakers and LeBron James. He is still injured. We don't know when exactly he is going to make his debut. Of course, part of the package, Anthony Davis, Max Christie, a three-team deal landing Doncic in Los Angeles, and Anthony Davis, of course, in Dallas, and he just says he's ready to move on. The Wizards with a second win in a row last night, as you heard right here on the Team 980, 124-114 over the Charlotte Hornets in Charlotte. And tonight, 6:45 on the Fan, it's the Capitals against the Stanley Cup champion Florida Panthers. And that's what's trending. All right, along with the DOC, we continue along right here on a Tuesday in the nation's capital. We'll get to Myles Garrett in a sec. Doc, I just wanted to finish up one part of the conversation, and we'll move on. And if people want to talk about the name, I guess we can. But, you know, just wanted to make sure we got your thoughts on the record about it now that Josh Harris officially buried it yesterday. And that is this. Again, when you say... when money is involved, right, people often do and take what is the shortest, the path of least resistance to make the most amount of money. And again, what I want to say about this is that Josh Harris, and here's what I was hoping for. The number one thing that I think was lacking in the Dan Snyder and especially Bruce Allen reign of terror, because that's really what I covered. You know, I mean, I got here, obviously Dan was already the owner. Bruce came in late that first year from Vinny Serrato. So really, that's all I knew. I knew everything else from afar, firsthand, boots on the ground, kind of knew that. I said all the time, from 2010 on, when I knew that they ordered the hit on Donovan McNabb and Mike Shanahan 3 months into the whatever, I said what was lacking was common sense. Right? Common sense. And how do you define common sense? You know, I'd like to think common sense is you know, what most reasonable people would do. Now, we're not always dealing with a sea of reasonable people. I understand
that. Yeah, that would be my next
question. But, you know, most reasonable people. I'd like to think you're a reasonable person. Mm-hmm. I'd like to think I'm a reasonable person. I'd like to think Metal Chris is a reasonable person. I'd like to think most of our audience is reasonable. Everybody's got their own idiosyncrasies. Got it. But the most important thing for me, with everything that they have done so far through a year and a half of ownership, screams to me common sense. Again, you're not going to like every move. You're not going to agree with every move. Mm-hmm. You're not going to want to hear about every thing, right? But common sense seems to be running supreme in an organization that was a completely rudderless ship for 30 years without any level of common sense. Really, without any level of common sense.
Well, anytime you make a decision based on people and they're not in, and they're not a part of the decision-making process, I have an issue with it.
Mm-hmm.
So whomever's on the board, but the board never looks like the people they're defending or the people they're discussing. So going all the way back to where there were some of the partners on the group, some of the major advertisers who said, if you don't change it, we're out. That's when we should have got into this dialogue
mm-hmm.
as to what the objections were. You never heard about it. So the people in the room never look like the people they're discussing. That's my problem with many of things that happen in an entire culture.
Mm-hmm.
So don't bully me and then tell me what you're going to do and I have no voice in it. Now I got an issue with you. All I'm saying is make a decision and move on. Because you've already proven to me you don't really care about the people that it affects. If you did, you would have covered that earlier. Now we're talking damage control. So whatever carrot you're going to throw out, just throw it out, but let's move on. But throw out the carrot. It's disrespectful to not honor any of the past in any way. So you can throw the black uniforms all you want.
Right.
To me, that's completely disrespectful. Yeah.
I think what they're going to do ultimately is go back to the uniforms you wore.
Well, the thing I love about college is that I never have to think what I'm going to see. I know what I'm going to see.
Okay.
You may not like Penn State's deal. I do.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know what I'm going to see because I've seen it every year. I like Notre Dame. That's tradition.
That's fair.
That's what people honor.
Yeah.
Army, Navy. That's kind of like what I'd like to see. When you take that out, you erase that. How dare you, with no respect given to it, to the people that went through it and honored that, how dare you do that? That's an arrogant bastard to me, whomever came up with the concept, and we know who did, that's why they're all gone. That was unforgiving, but now it's over, spilt milk. So how do you fix it?
Right.
So hopefully this group that has a high IQ, just think about it as human beings. And how it would affect you if you really cared. And then you get over it. They put a damn feather on a damn thing. And the whole damn country went erupted. Would it kill you to add a little bit something on that? Just so people don't feel like they've been forgotten or sloughed off or pushed away because you got money? That's the problem with people with money. You think that you don't control, you control you, but you don't control the masses. And it's very clear. A stadium to 55,000 dominated the world in pro football. And now you can't fill this up. You were dominated now by outsiders. Even with this push and with a better team, you know the difference. We've all felt the difference. So let's work on getting that solved so we can get the Thunder back into this program, because these guys worked their butt off.
And I think that's part of the ancillary benefit of yesterday is now it's, of course, it's about finding the new stadium and getting shovels, you know, all the permits and voting and this, that, politics involved, money, financing, shoveling the dirt.
Did it hurt the Orioles when people had to go to Memorial? Hell no. What do you want it in your backyard?
But I would say this. The other part of burying yesterday, the name, is, and bringing back whatever they're going to bring back, is so that they can get to work, and they already got to work on a number of things, but they can get to a point where what you just said, where when RFK was a dominant home landscape, a dominant home field.
55,000.
How do you get Northwest Stadium to be even somewhat in the ballpark of that, so that it's not being taken over by Steelers fans? So it's not being taken. They got a little bit of a break this year in that the Giants and the Cowboys sucked, right? So it didn't feel as strong along with them making a resurgence, right? Now it's building on that. Now it's locking out all but 3,000 or 4,000 Cowboy or Giant or Eagle fans, which may be impossible to do with the secondary market and all that stuff.
But our program, even if our records aren't good, our base is still strong.
Yeah.
Even when we sucked on the field, we still traveled.
Yeah.
You were part of rallies.
Oh, absolutely.
On the road. We've never not had presence.
It's getting people, though, in Landover.
But
that's
we'll never be powerful again until they settle this.
Yeah.
They got to come to a happy medium. It'll never be solved.
Yeah.
But get closer to where we can work together on this.
Yeah.
Because there are a lot of people, feelings are hurt, rightfully so, and they should be taken into account. They do matter. It's got to be discussed. But I don't think either side should bully the other.
All right, let's get to a couple of calls here. And we haven't gotten into Myles Garrett yet. We're going to tackle that, obviously, as we move along here. But I know some people want to talk about that, including, I think, Jonesy. Jonesy, how are you, pal?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good. Hey, look, I couldn't get on yesterday, but no big deal. About that, I'm not tripping about no name. Give me the logo back, though. I want that. I need the logo back. And you can put whatever you want to put under the logo, and I'll go with that. But in the meantime, moving on, because that's what it's about, and we are talking about winning. But we haven't done that in a long time, and this season felt very, very good at a 12-5, even though we couldn't get it done inside of the championship. Give me next year, and give me that next guy that we're looking at that's in Cleveland. I need him. Yeah, because he can help us win games.
Yeah, you're talking about Myles Garrett. All right, so here's the deal, okay? Here's what I can tell you definitively that I know, right? Number one, the Browns earlier this offseason said they're not interested in trading him. Then yesterday, obviously, he comes out and requests a trade, saying he wants to win a Super Bowl. Now, they have two choices. They can deal with an offseason worth and maybe more of drama and perhaps Myles Garrett holding out and not reporting to the team at all because he's made so much money that he doesn't need to work, and he can make a stand. He can afford to make a stand.
I ain't giving him a dime.
Or they can just trade him, right, and get the best possible package in return to offset and mitigate some of the damage that was caused by their insane, bonkers-ass, dopey trade for Deshaun Watson a couple of years ago. But here's the deal. It's going to cost them almost $16 million in dead money if they trade him, meaning the Cleveland Browns. I don't know if they have that money to absorb because of the Deshaun Watson deal, but I'll let them figure that out. They would, and that's this year. It would also cost them $25.5 million next year. The team that would be acquiring Myles Garrett, right, this year, would have to take on a contract of almost $15 million this year and $25 million next year with no guaranteed money. So likely you would be looking at, hey, Myles Garrett would want to come here and get a new contract, but you don't have to give him a new contract, a.k.a. Marshawn Lattimore, who's also got 2 years. So basically, whatever you would pay in terms of compensation, and it would be a hefty sum, I would think, for Myles Garrett, you're not taking on a bizarro world contract of 5 years and $100 million if that's what you choose to do. So that is a positive right now for anybody interested, and there are plenty interested, including the Washington Commanders. You know they're interested in Myles Garrett.
That's right, because we're in now mode.
Yeah.
We're in now.
The question is, and Doc, I guess I'll ask Jonesy this real quickly, and then I'll ask you. If he wants to play for a Super Bowl contender, do the Commanders automatically entered that equation by what they did this year? Yes, right? I mean, there's no way. I mean, could you say that they're not Super Bowl contenders?
That's right. We would have to step away.
Right. Doc, you believe the same, I assume, or?
Well, yeah, but I don't think it matters. I think we're all just kidding ourselves. This is always about, this is a flat out negotiation. He's going to go to the highest bidder that gives him a chance. We have a chance, but we're not ahead of Philly. You're just not ahead of Philly.
Yeah.
That was obvious.
Yeah.
So you're in the running, but does that really matter? Or is the deal, who can give them the best deal? He's using people that'll give them the platform, which I won't, to negotiate for them. I'm saying to hell with him.
With Myles Garrett?
Let him negotiate on his own. Well, I've got Adam Peters. Do you think I'm going to figure this out more than Adam? Hell no. That's Adam's job.
No, I understand.
So I'm just saying, I don't do this, Adam. That's finally, we got people that are competent.
Mm-hmm.
Let them go to work.
All right, that's fair. Jonesy, appreciate the phone call. I got to let you run so we can get to a timeout here. I agree with you that Adam Peters obviously is good. Yeah. But this is also, I was thinking about this. Remember when everybody wanted Adam Peters last year before the year started to go out and get Brandon Ayuk?
Remember, well, not when, everybody.
Well, see, well, a lot
I'm
of people.
Everybody out.
A lot of people.
I'm talking about the fantasy guy. Yeah. When you say everybody, now you're throwing in the betters. Now,
okay.
So what does everybody mean?
But a lot of fans, a lot of people, media, what have you, they wanted Brandon Ayuk.
Well, yeah, and what did that give you?
Well,
the loud mouth wide receiver every year. Empty barrel makes the most noise.
But thankfully, Adam Peters did not make
that
move.
That's my point. We got a guy now who don't bite on everybody.
So the question
is, we have a definite need. Don't act like we don't need. He gives us what we don't have. That is a bona fide freak coming off the edge.
Well,
you got to identify that.
Well, that's just the thing. What you just said there.
Yeah.
Getting what you don't have.
You don't have that.
And the ability to secure that, because you can't secure that on the free agent market at his level.
No, he's the guy.
You're going to have to pay a lot more than you'd like.
Yeah, well, that's what they have to figure out.
But them's be the
breaks. But he is definitely worthy of it. I will entertain you that. He's the only guy I would entertain this with.
We're going to continue to take your calls. I figured you would be in on an animal like Myles Garrett.
Oh, I'm all in.
You mentioned him before.
I think I like Adam.
And now that he officially has said he wants out of Cleveland, it doesn't mean he's getting out of Cleveland, but he officially says he wants out of Cleveland.
He's bait.
And now the question is, would he like to come to Washington, D.C. on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app? All right, along with the DOC, let's make the turn for 2 o'clock. I'll tell you what. Let's squeeze in Tom in Columbia just to keep the line moving here and so we can stay on track. Tom, you got about a minute or so. Go right ahead. How are you?
Tom?
Sorry, Tom's
listening.
Tom's not paying attention. We'll put him back on hold. That's okay. That happens. I tried to go to him pretty quick, and, well, that's what happens. Jay Gruden will join us at 3. Doc, real quickly, if you had to guess, and I know you're not Adam Peters, but if you had to guess what Myles Garrett might cost at his level of talent production, the need at the position, not only here in Washington, but across the board.
No idea.
Every team needs a Myles Garrett.
Yeah, no idea. Because you'd have to be up on current salaries and know what it is. Our guys are, like Ken Beatrice used to say, and I love that, I no longer have the resources to invest in those areas, but they do. They'll have it figured out. It's very simple. It's glaring that we have a problem getting to the quarterback. He can solve that, which makes your secondary immensely better. So now you no longer have needs in this back half because you handled it up front. He makes everybody on the entire defense better. One guy. Now the question is, you got assets. They can do it if they want to do it. I have no idea what they're thinking, but I would like to think that this is a guy at least they'll consider.
If they don't consider him, that would be a worrisome sign.
They'll have a hard time beating the Eagles twice.
Yeah.
Cowboys once.
They have a chance to go toe-to-toe with the Eagles. If
and they play the North next year.
Yeah.
See, every schedule's hard.
Schedule's different.
Year, and those teams may not come back as they were this year. That's true.
But schedule is different.
Yeah.
There's no doubt.
You're not going to. Wagner's a year older.
I'm going to
I'm going to get older.
I'm going to give you my first crack at what I think Myles Garrett might cost in terms of trade compensation next on the Team 980, and we're always live and free on the Odyssey app.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.